A Gun for Sale by Graham Greene. Read by Ben Dillaway. Chapter 1. 1. Murder didn't mean much to Raven. It was just a new job. You had to be careful. You had to use your brains. It was not a question of hatred. He'd only seen the minister once. He'd been pointed out to Raven as he walked down the new housing estate between the small lit Christmas trees, an old, grubby man without friends, who was said to love humanity. The cold wind cut Raven's face in the wide continental street. It was a good excuse for turning the collar of his coat well above his mouth. A hare lip was a serious handicap in his profession. It had been badly sewn in infancy, so that now the upper lip was twisted and scarred. When you carried about so easy an identification, you couldn't help becoming ruthless in your methods. It had always, from the first, been necessary for Raven to eliminate a witness. He carried an attaché case. He looked like any other youngish man going home after his work. His dark overcoat had a clerical air. He moved steadily up the street like hundreds of his kind. A tram went by, lit up in the early dusk. He didn't take it. An economical young man, you might have thought, saving money for his home. Perhaps, even now, he was on his way to meet his girl. But Raven had never had a girl. The hare lip prevented that. He had learnt, when he was very young, how repulsive it was. He turned into one of the tall grey houses and climbed the stairs, a sour, bitter, screwed-up figure. Outside the top flat, he put down his attaché case and put on gloves. He took a pair of clippers out of his pocket and cut through the telephone wire, where it ran out from above the door to the lift shaft. Then he rang the bell. He hoped to find the minister alone. This little top-floor flat was the socialist's home. He lived in a poor, bare, solitary way, and Raven had been told that his secretary always left him at 6:30. He was very considerate with his employees. But Raven was a minute too early, and the minister 30 minutes too late. A woman opened the door, an elderly woman with pince-nez and several gold teeth. She had her hat on, and her coat was over her arm. She had been on the point of leaving, and she was furious at being caught. She didn't allow him to speak, but snapped at him in German. "The minister is engaged." He wanted to spare her, not because he minded a killing, but because his employers would prefer him not to exceed his instructions. He held the letter of introduction out to her silently. As long as she didn't hear his foreign voice or see the hare lip, she was safe. She took the letter primly and held it up close to her pince-nez. "Good," he thought. "She's short-sighted."
"Stay where you are,"
she said, and walked back up the passage. He could hear her disapproving governess voice. Then she was back in the passage saying,
"The minister will see you. Follow me, please."
He couldn't understand the foreign speech, but he knew what she meant from her behaviour.